CBSI in the world, I'm John Batchelor. Colorado has a better idea that looks a whole lot like California, banning combustion engines and limiting the ability of the state to prosper from its bounty of energy. I welcome Bud Weinstein, Emeritus Professor of Applied Economics, University of North Texas in Denton, and retired Associate Director of the McGuire Energy Institute at SMU, as well as a Good Enough College in London fellow. He's writing at Real Clear Energy about Colorado's ambitions to be up and up, so it's just like California. But a very good evening to you. These bills that are before the Colorado legislature, one would impose emission standards that seem a bridge too far and ban internal engines by 2035. On top of that, House Bill 1330, also air quality standards, and would look at the state's oil and gas companies in terms of their finances. It appears that they're surrounding the story that they want to end fossil fuels in Colorado. Is that correct, Bud? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. That would seem to be the case for some legislators. The most radical bill that was proposed this year was rejected 2 weeks ago by the Colorado Senate. Senate Bill 159 would have put an end to the issuance of new permits for both new wells and modifications to existing wells. So that one went down, but I expect it'll come back next year. In fact, I'd say for the last 5 or 6 years, bills of this nature have been introduced in the Colorado legislature. I don't know which ones will pass this year, but it just befuddles me why Colorado would want to repeat the mistakes of California. Remember, California used to have a booming energy business, and now California virtually doesn't have one. And it appears that Colorado wants to become the next California, and I don't understand why.
We have a state that looks to me from the outside to be entirely dependent upon energy. 303,000 statewide jobs, $34 billion in wages, and it pumps $48 billion into the state's economy. Have they got a replacement, Bud?
No, they don't. And it's real interesting, John, if you compare the contribution of the oil and gas industry to the Colorado economy versus the California economy. California, of course, is a much larger state with one of the largest economies in the world. Oil and gas industry only accounts for a little more than 2% of all gross state product in California. But in Colorado, it's almost 11%. So why would you want to legislate that business out of business when it supports, as you mentioned, so many jobs and contributes so much revenue to the state's coffers?
It is a puzzle, and we've come to this puzzle before, because by the best estimate, renewables and electric altogether will not remove the need for fossil fuel energy supply to the balance, the midpoint of the century. It might be later. I don't remember the exact statistic. How long will we need fossil fuel to supplement our demands, Bud?
We'll probably need fossil fuels or hydrocarbons forever. Over time, we will see less oil and gas used in the transportation sector and in the power generation sector. However, petrochemicals and a whole host of other products that are derived from fossil fuels, I believe, will be around forever. Now, forever is a long, long time, but certainly for the next 100 years. And I mean, just think of the thousands and thousands of products that are derived from oil and natural gas. So even the U.S. Department of Energy says that oil and gas demand is going to continue to grow both here in the United States and around the world, at least through the year 2050. So I think legislators and Colorado and in Washington, D.C. as well, could benefit from a dose of economic and energy realism, but that does not seem to be the case.
I want to look at drivers for this, because everything you've said and everything in your article, Real Clear Energy, says that this is a very bad idea and it should be recognized immediately by the apparatus of the government. It's a very bad idea to cut off your one foot, then cut off the other foot, then the hand. You understand. So,
well, no, I understand. You know, California has got one of the strongest, Colorado has one of the strongest economies in the West. The last time I looked, their unemployment rate was about 3.5%, 2 percentage points lower than California's. Colorado recovered all of its pandemic-related job losses in 18 months. It took California 3 years to get back to pre-pandemic employment levels. As you know, California's losing population. The California's population has declined for the last 3 years. We never thought that would happen. By contrast, Colorado's population is growing at twice the national average, almost 2%. So again, why would Colorado want to repeat the mistakes of California? I just don't understand.
This is speculation, and you identified where I was going. Because by analogy, I know that parts of Montana are suddenly voting like California because of immigration. Is that in Colorado? Is the growth coming from California? Are we importing California politics into a state that's more than 10% gross state product energy?
I think that is certainly a factor. Colorado has a relatively young population. Colorado has received a lot of migrants from the Midwest and from California, and that could be reflected in the actions that the state's legislators are taking.
Is it popular to pose as renewable EV anti-fossil fuel? Is that a popular position? I can't tell, because these statements look self-destructive from the outside. Are they regarded as virtuous on the inside?
I believe so. You have two, actually three large universities where the faculty and the student body, I imagine, are very pro-renewables and anti-fossil fuel. Colorado prides itself on its natural beauty. Its biggest industry, actually, if you think about it, is probably tourism. And you want to keep tourists, and skiers, and hikers, and rafters coming to California. Well, you want to maintain a pristine environment. I just don't think killing the oil and gas industry is the way to do it.
Let's go to California then. That's the inspiration here. You report that at one time, California hit a peak of 1.1 million barrels per day in 85. It's less than 300,000 now. That would, in early 2024, 300 per day, 300,000 per day. That would suggest that there's a way to close that $38 billion budget deficit. Do they not see it in California?
Well, I think it's too late for California to backtrack, but they're looking at a $38 billion budget deficit this year. Look, John, as you well know, there are lots of factors that are making California, or how should I say, causing economic and fiscal problems for California, the high cost of living, housing, taxes, what have you. But the demise of California's oil and gas industry, I think, is another factor that has contributed to the state's decline. I mean, just think about it. 40 years ago, they ranked number two in the nation in oil production. And now they're just producing a fraction of what Colorado is producing. It's amazing to drop from 1.1 million barrels a day to 300,000 barrels today. Now, that's been good for Texas. And it's been good for Colorado, because Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, and other states have taken up the slack that California has forfeited.
Bud Weinstein is Emeritus Professor of Applied Economics at the University of North Texas in Denton, retired Associate Director of the McGuire Energy Institute at SMU in Dallas, and Fellow of Good Enough College in London, writing at Real Clear Energy. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.